Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hey, our third annual Father's Day dinner coming up. Father's Day dinner is back for the third consecutive year here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But this year, we're going to have it at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Dunwoody.
Nice.
It's an awesome spot.
Nice.
That'll be Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Dunwoody as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com. Click on the contest page and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, your kid, your coach, anyone important in your life. It's brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Make sure to enter for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
Look at that. Look at the daddies. We getting some in the future, as far as thinking about us ahead of time.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at there.
That's the longest ahead anyone has ever thought about Father's Day in the history of Father's
Ever
Day.
Ever in life, dog. Ever in life and history and everything. Right?
Normally, Father's Day is taken care of on Saturday afternoon, the day before.
And you're cooking.
And you're cooking.
Yep.
Like, hey, I was thinking about grabbing some steaks. You want to grill them tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Great.
No problem. But this time, fellas, we're gonna make this pack. If they ask you if you're going to cook, you say no. Now, if you want to cook and everything like that, but if they come, your children and your woman and somebody come to you talking about, so what you cooking for Father's Day? Say nothing. Say nothing. All right, we'll all just be hungry as hell. If you gonna come to me, at least like that, you know, can we get the meat or can we just go get you something to eat? But if you say that right there.
What you should tell them is go to lazydogrestaurant.com. And there's no delivery charge on orders over $25. And if you use promo code THEGAME, you get 10% off your order. So you could order from Lazy Dog on Father's Day and save some money.
I
just happen to know that.
Yeah,
top of your head. Yeah, top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, but
it's just a good deal.
But I love the fact that we're looking out for the papas. Now, obviously, Mama's Day
coming
this
up
weekend and all that other stuff. So make sure, fellas, like my boy Rusty said, don't be that guy getting them old ass, that last batch of flowers in the public flower thing, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't do that.
Because everyone can tell.
Because everyone.
There's
can
a
tell.
Reason why it's the last one.
She knows.
She'll know.
Okay. She knows because the awe is just awe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's almost like ugh.
Ew. Yeah. Exactly. So they know, fellas.
Don't let the awe become an ugh.
When you're just sitting there with three dead ass daisies and some cauliflower or something in that thing, man. You just don't do that. Don't be that guy. All right. Take care, you woman.
Coming up this Sunday.
Take care of your gal.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah, take care of your gal.
So you got all week to get it together.
You done?
No.
Oh.
No, I got all week to get it together.
Yeah, okay. The way you said it, I was like, you done?
I haven't done anything.
Oh, I got a couple things. I got a couple things. Because, especially when you got broke-ass kids, you got to get them something. get her something from them.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah.
We're lucky. Like at this point, Lily's old enough to do like a cute art thing in school.
Yes.
And then I can just find their name in the card that I write. And we're good. Like there's no expectation of Jack.
Yeah.
At this point.
Not yet. Not yet. So, yeah. Yeah. Damn, girl, kid, you got all this damn TikTok shopping. Didn't get your mama nothing. We get more TikTok packages at this damn house. Like, bruh.
What's a TikTok package?
What they got a store on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, the TikTok store.
Wow.
Yeah, dog. Man, dog, this is like all kind of crap you come to the house, man. But yeah, whatever. It's your money. Just don't be coming to ask me because that's my thing. I'm so big on this now, especially when I know I didn't, knowing that it topped you off with some bread, and then you come back like, hey, Dad, can I get like 20 bucks? No.
Speaking of TikTok and moms, do you remember at the cookout that you had a couple weekends ago when your mom said that she's been in the TikTok streets?
Yep.
That was really funny.
She's silly as hell, man.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Mama
what do you mean TikTok streets?
But she was the only thing, mama, all she does is follow the kids. That's all she, like, they'll, I swear to you, they were like, hey, man, I'm going to block her. Hey, you think grandma would get mad if I block her? Like, yeah.
I don't think, I know.
Yeah, don't be blocking your damn grandma. She just she just sitting here managing it,
yeah.
Making sure y'all doing the right thing.
She's just learning.
That's all. Grandma, mama, right there, they be like, hey, Dad, you might be block grandma. Like, man, I block my mama.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a good idea.
I block my damn mama.
Like a good idea. Hey, in 15 minutes, we've got a little bit of Kyle Pitts to talk about. Also, Albert Breer has a blurb in his Monday Morning Quarterback article that came out this morning, sort of a peek behind the scenes on draft night in the first round for the Falcons between all the meetings that they had with James Pierce and then the reaction when Jalen Walker was there at 15. So we'll get to that in about 15 minutes from right now. Pretty cool stuff, a little extra details from draft night. Before we do that, let's get to an NFL no huddle. Speaking of Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated, again, we'll get into some of what he wrote about the Falcons on draft night coming up. Here he is talking about the Giants.
The Giants one, they give players an install, and there are mistakes intentionally put in the install, and he didn't catch them and got called on it, and it didn't go well after that. There was another team that he sat down with.
What do you mean it didn't go well after that?
So, he was pissed that they did that to him.
He counter-confronted them.
The same thing they do to every other quarterback prospect. They did that to him. They slide in a mistake to see if you catch it.
Right. And so,
because you're the quarterback.
But he didn't take it as a correction. He took it as like he got pissed off.
Okay, so that's them kind of talking about the Shedeur Sanders Giants interview. I guess some of what didn't go well.
Yeah. All right. Well, we know that.
Well, they didn't take them.
We know all this and everything, and so they didn't take
them. I didn't know that specific detail.
Yeah, they didn't take them.
But, yeah, they didn't take them.
But I don't think that was the reason they didn't take them. I think they just got more – they were comfortable with Jackson Dart from all the tales and all of the connections between coaching staff and philosophies and everything like that. I'll say this, and I'm really like – we can just move on from the whole Shedeur thing is he ain't no fifth-round talent quarterback.
No.
All right. Now, was he at fault in some of this? Yes. Was his and his camp at fault in some of this stuff? Yes, they were. And I'll leave it at that, man, because I'm like, whatever. Like, he's going to go to Cleveland, and if he's given an opportunity, he's going to be the best quarterback on that roster, if they give him the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to keep their jobs like Kevin Stefanski would like to keep his job, I don't see why you wouldn't do that. Period.
Yeah. The Giants are to me, they're like the least interesting of the teams that didn't take him because they took another quarterback.
Yeah,
like
my only
they
thing,
just took a guy that they liked
the thing
and took Jackson
Dart. Like they didn't want to take Shedeur because Brian Daboll's on the hot seat and he didn't want him because he's afraid that Deion would take his job. Like, really?
Oh, I don't buy
that's what we're doing?
Yeah, I don't believe
that's
that.
That's what we're doing.
No, I doubt Brian Daboll considered that.
No.
In the process. No. I don't. It's a creative theory.
But I don't
buy that.
Yeah.
There was a lot of other teams that needed quarterbacks that didn't take quarterbacks.
Like my thing is Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Like
that's the one that confuses me.
Are you serious telling us that Mason Rudolph is your guy?
No way.
Okay.
It's either going to be Aaron Rodgers, who I think is what they really want, and they're convinced that it's going to be.
Yeah.
Or I think they're the Kirk Cousins team.
I think they have to be.
They have to be.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean,
I don't know what the other. I mean, Mason Rudolph. Come on. Like.
They're comfortable with him. They know him. He's been in their building.
Right. I know. I know that they say that. Yeah. But, like, come on. We can't. You guys are trying to win football games here.
He's been in the building.
Although, I don't know how much better off you are with Kirk Cousins at quarterback.
I'll take Kirk over.
Better.
Yeah, better. I'll take Kirk over.
As long as his shoulder doesn't hurt.
Yeah, because we know how that gets.
And, that didn't
and,
go
and, they, and think about it, there's no young quarterback on the roster that can possibly take his job.
It's true. So, yeah. so he might like that.
Might like it.
All right.
He might like it.
What do we do? There it is. Oh, here's Malik Nabers talking about being a diva.
We don't like not getting the ball. We done ran about 100 routes in the week. We done watched the film on the DB. We done learned the plays that we want to call. These coaches is telling us, we're going to call this on this down. We're going to call this when we get to this formation. You're going to score off this play. When you tell a receiver, he's going to get about 7 catches a game. We calculating that in our head. That's about 100 yards. I need that for my 1,000 yards. I need that to be in the Pro Bowl. I need that to get in the bracket so I can get paid. You told me I was going to get the ball. I'm getting open, and I'm not getting that pill. We got a problem.
That's why they say receivers are divas.
Yeah, okay. Like we definitely a diva.
So irritating. It's so because I understand what he's saying. Because you do, like, you go throughout in the install week all week. You're like, hell yeah, I'm gonna eat this week, man. Bam, I got. But you fail to understand sometimes young receivers that, you know, they get paid also on that team to not allow that.
Right. That's my thing. Is you played enough football and had enough game plans.
Yes.
That didn't work out because the other team is good to know that just because they told you on whatever day of the week you're going to get this play on this down, well, the game happened.
Yeah, dog, I'm just telling, again.
The game happened, and so stuff changed.
I understand that part of it because I'm telling you, you go through win like, hell yeah, dog. I'm like, damn, man, this play right here going to work all blah, blah, blah. And, but the team adjusts to that, and then they start doubling your ass, and that makes you even more mad when you're getting double-teamed and you're so – in your damn feelings because you're not getting the ball that you don't realize that you're being double teamed.
Right.
I remember Bernie Permley threw that's when they had the Polaroids. And he threw the Polaroids at my feet. Like, here, look, man, Randy. Look, damn it.
Here's why. They're double teaming you.
Oh, dude.
If we threw it to you, it would be a turnover and a mistake.
I was like, look, Bernie, give me the damn ball. Here. Look, Randy, look. You see that right there?
Dude, throwing a Polaroid at somebody is so much better than throwing an iPad.
Yes.
That's so much better.
But like I said, you being your damn feeling, so you don't care.
Well, yeah, you're blind to
it.
You don't see the double team.
And it was right there.
I'm doing my thing.
The safety on the top, there's a guy outside.
So what?
Throw it inside, then.
Yeah, throw it to me.
Yeah, dog.
You see these hands?
Oh, yeah, but
here's the other thing, though, that Malik Nabers has had to deal with and you had to deal with as well.
Bad quarterback.
Sometimes when you don't have a very good quarterback, you are getting open, and you're not being double teamed, and the quarterback's not throwing it to you because he's not good.
Yes.
Because he's throwing it over there, or he's taking a sack, or he's overthrowing you, or whatever.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Maybe Jackson Dart is the fix.
Maybe. I mean, but he's a damn baller, boy.
Oh, Malik?
Ooh, that boy, that's a bad somebody right there.
He's very good.
That's a bad somebody.
Very. It's just one of those guys where it's like you wonder if it's ever going to work out there just because of the quarterback situation, and then he's going to end up somewhere else like 6 years into his career, and they're going to be like, oh, yeah, Malik Nabers is incredible now that he has a guy that can actually throw him the football. But that didn't sound too diva-ish.
No.
I want the ball.
Yeah,
it's my job to catch the ball. I want the ball.
I'm 1,000 yards, I'm a Pro Bowl. He didn't say nothing about winning. he said damn thing about winning.
Well, he was winning in some ways.
Yeah, he said damn thing about winning.
He did all that.
I don't need my numbers.
He'd win some incentives.
Dude, how about, can one of the Giants greats just give Abdul Carter their number? I saw somewhere where Phil Simms like, nah.
Oh, we can't have 11 either.
Yeah, sir. They can probably,
make the young man feel welcome.
He can't have 56.
No, he can't have 56.
Okay, 56. 56 is up there where if they were going to say they were going to retire a number that nobody would ever wear again.
League-wide? Yeah.
It'd be that.
Yeah, there's 56. Lawrence Taylor is to me,
in that room.
When people say who's the greatest football player ever,
like
he's in the conversation of the four or five guys who's the greatest football player ever.
Yeah, you don't wear that number.
Yeah.
But Lem, I mean, Field didn't even win a Super Bowl.
Nah, he
won one of them.
I did win one of them?
I thought Hosteller won it. Yeah.
He was hurt.
I thought Phil won too. Phil did win too.
Okay,
they beat the Broncos.
Phil won.
The Broncos.
Phil won.
Yeah, they beat the Broncos. But yeah.
It's not even the same position.
Yeah, somewhere left. Yeah, but he got no number. I didn't realize, and I was listening, and I had to go get some charcoal yesterday, and I caught the tail end of Caleb Johnson's show. He was talking about Zach Wilson's wearing number 0 in Miami as a quarterback? Ew.
Yeah, that's no good.
Ew.
And you might actually see that too, because he might play. You know?
Don't be throwing that bad Gregory
on. Well, I don't want it to happen, but history says he might. I hope he doesn't, but you know what I mean? Quarterback wearing 0.
Yeah.
Only zeros are only good in basketball.
I don't know.
You can pull a 0 off in
basketball. Big Darnell would. Darnell Washington looked dope in that
zero. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, that's it, though. It's the only zero I've ever seen in football that looked good.
Yeah. I can't think of nothing right now. I know somebody.
Westbrook looks cool in zero.
Yeah, obviously. Good with Arenas.
Arenas? Yeah. Yeah. I think Jeff Teague wore zero when he was in Minnesota. I think so.
Okay. I don't remember Jeff Teague Minnesota days.
Oh, you don't?
No. He talks about them.
There are some funny stories.
Yes, they are.
All right. We banned three words earlier in the offseason. Unlock Kyle Pitts. Except for one guy. There's one guy who's allowed to say it because there's one guy who kind of can, and he said it. So we'll let you hear him say it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. We'll get into a couple of different Falcons topics here in just a few minutes as well.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, as you said earlier in the show. Yesterday was the 4th and May the 4th and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
there's only two people I think about when it comes up, when that day is. It's Bo.
And
Carl Duke, because those are the only they're the biggest Star Wars people that I know of personally. And so, Bubba, did you have your shirt on? I know you had to work yesterday, but did you have some kind
of most certainly did.
Okay, yeah. And then obviously I saw it might have been an old picture of Carl with the Yoda jacket on or whatever that is. So, but yeah, they're the only ones that I know that are real big into it. So, was it a part of the uniform or?
No, it was just a T-shirt that I wore to work.
Okay,
and then you know I get set up in my street clothes, and then because I spill stuff on myself.
Yes,
you know?
We all do.
And then I put my uniform on right as the doors are opening, so that way I'm fresh looking.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But it was a great day. And then there's a Star Wars. They didn't want to do a giveaway on a day where we're probably going to sell out anyway. They do giveaways during the week.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday, May 7th, that's 2 days from now. Wednesday is the Star Wars night at the ballpark.
Okay.
What's the giveaway?
It is so. It was one of those where you had to buy a ticket package, and I think there are still some available.
Okay.
It is a Braves-looking R2-D2 that, like, spins and makes noise, I think, and then lights up, probably.
That is going to – that like, for certain people.
Yes.
Bo's one of them.
Yes.
Grant McCauley.
Yes.
I know is really going to be into that. Like, that is just like the coolest possible combination for certain folks.
Yes.
Like
now, R2-D2. I'll be honest. Right. As far as giveaways go, though, now I'm not sure if, you know, everybody listens to the show. I'm not sure if anybody from Braves promo staff is listening. They probably
I'm
are.
I'm sure they are.
There are some super, super cool Braves giveaways this summer at other ballparks. There are a few of them that have the stadium of the ballpark, because they're doing it at a couple of them. I think the Dodgers are one of them. They have the stadium. Then they have a bobble Millennium Falcon hovering over the stadium.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? You can Google that and look at it. It's pretty cool looking. But yeah, R2-D2 is going to be pretty BA too.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Pretty bad.
I think you can say badass.
I don't know. But the Cinco de Mayo, so it's Mexican for the Giles, tacos?
Yeah, we'll do tacos.
Tacos, and, tacos and tequila?
Yeah, probably.
Why not?
How do you not have some margaritas?
Like, why not? It's Monday. Why not?
Yeah, we were kind of like a weird hodgepodge weekend of drinks because we had a wedding shower, I guess it was. It's not like a engagement party because they've been engaged for a while.
Right.
It was a wedding shower that my wife and stepmom threw for my brother and his fiance.
Okay.
So we were all over at their house hanging out, and my stepmom made sangria, and that's good.
Yes,
stuff.
It is. Yes.
It really goes down easy.
Yes, it is.
Very, so I had
go down easy, don't come up rough.
Had quite a bit of had quite a bit of sangria on Saturday, and then yesterday after I won my golf championship.
Look at you. Say what you said.
Yeah, after I won this.
The
Smyrna Golf Championship. I had a bunch of drink tickets. They gave you drink tickets as part of the package. So I was like, well, I can get in there and cash those out. So I had some Creature Comforts Tropicalia, which is one of my favorite ones. And then I got home, and my wife was making gin cocktails. So I was like, all right, well, let's make some gin cocktails then, which is great too.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, the Saturday, because it was a two-day tournament. Saturday, I had to go over and kind of help them get set up. She called me and said, hey, do you mind swinging by the liquor store on your way home from the golf course? And I said, that's the sexiest sentence
that
anyone's ever said to me.
Wait.
Will you swing by the liquor store on your way home from the golf course?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm qualified to do that.
Hell yeah.
I will do that.
I love it. But no, because there's tacos here, and it's from the place Tacos and Tequila. Me and Donna went Friday, the one over in Snellville before we went to the movie to see Sinners. Love the freaking movie.
Oh, is it?
Stayed awake the whole time.
Was it awesome? Yeah, everybody said it's awesome.
It was, and I'm not, vampires and all that stuff, I ain't really into all that, but I enjoyed it. I stayed awake the whole time. Yeah, I got on it pretty rough because the bar, the tap wasn't working and everything. So I'm drinking the 22-ounce Stella's, just like, bringing it was overall a good night.
And sounds fun.
And then my wife drove, so that's even better.
Yeah, perfect.
But no, yeah, it was a good ass movie, dog. I do recommend.
Okay.
I do recommend.
No, this is one that, I'm not as big, everybody has their thing. I'm not a huge movie guy.
Me neither.
I really want to see this one. And everybody that I talk to raves about it just from the story and just, I don't know, all of it. So, I do want to see it. All right, let's talk a little Falcons here. Let me just quickly relay a couple of the details from the Monday Morning Quarterback article that came out this morning from Albert Breer. Just a couple behind-the-scenes things related to the Falcons draft night. None of it is really, like, groundbreaking, but just kind of some cool stuff. Like, obviously, they had no thought at all that Jalen Walker would be there at 15.
Right.
Apparently, as soon as the Colts drafted Tyler Warren, the draft room just erupted. Like, they just went nuts.
Right.
They were like, we're really going to get him. Like, we're really going to get a chance to get him. So they knew immediately they were taking him. They were taking that 10 minutes. Like, when we talked to Terry Friday, making calls about Pierce.
Yes.
Because they're like, all right, we were going to take Pierce here at 15. Walker was never going to be here. He's here. We're going to take him. Like,
you got to
do it. And now it's working to try to figure out how we can get back into the first round and get Pierce if that's possible. Crazy thing is, I told you this off the air, that pick they got back from the Rams in that trade, that 101st pick in the third round, was a pick that the Rams got because the Falcons hired Raheem Morris.
Yes.
Because they have like the, I don't know what they call it, but like if a team hires a minority coach off your staff, you get rewarded by getting a third round draft pick. So that pick is because Raheem was hired here by the Falcons, and then the Falcons got it and had a chance to use it. But that was interesting. And then there's just some of the details about how the lengths they went to get to know Pierce better.
Yeah.
Because look, obviously there was some concern, like from what they had heard from folks at Tennessee and all of that. Spent a lot of time with him in Charlotte, had a workout, talked to all kinds of people from his past and all that, and it came away from it just like, all right, we like it.
Right.
The talent, obviously, is the reason why you do all that.
Yeah.
But then you do all that to see if you can feel comfortable justifying taking him, and not only did they take him, they gave up a bunch to trade back and get him. So.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up a lot to get him, but I mean, all that's, it's it, because you got to see it work out. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. A lot of people can grade it and all those different things, but this dude comes out and does what I expect him to do because of what kind of player he is, then it'll be well worth it. Now, when you say well worth it, I'm not saying leading the league in sacks as a rookie. That'd be nice. I doubt that happens. But I'm talking about when you can see a guy who is – he's a big dude, but he's an athletic guy. He's about 245, 250-ish. But you talk about speed. You talk about speed to power. You talk about – and, again, there are certain people that I listen to when there are certain positions that are being talked about. And I saw a clip. It was with Mike Lombardi. It was with Bill Belichick. And it was with Pat Patricia. Mm-hmm. They didn't know nothing about James Pierce. All right, they watch the tape and they're like, "Look at this guy! Look at his speed! Look at his speed to power! Look at all the things that you look for as an edge rusher!" And he's only going to get better because he's still a damn baby. And so, yeah, I'm never one of those guys who's like, "Oh, they gave up too much." Because I don't think about next year's pick when this year ain't even played yet.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, people say I hate that we had to give up before. You didn't have to give up a.
You didn't have to give up anything.
Yeah, give up anything.
And here's the thing: like, it will be too much if he doesn't play well.
Yeah, if he don't play well,
just like any draft
pick. If he didn't play well, 15 would be too high.
That's right. Yeah, if you took him at 15 and Walker wasn't there and he didn't play well, then yeah, if he plays awesome, then it doesn't matter at all.
Right.
Like, it's all very simple. You know, if he wins and gets to the quarterback and helps the Falcons improve their defense and win games, then it was great. You got the right guy. You did all that research and all that background and all that kind of stuff. For good reason. If he flames out, then you're probably all going to get fired anyway.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's not like
there's anything on the line.
We're going to be out of the job.
Yeah.
it don't really matter.
If they don't win this year, he's not making that first round pick next year anyway.
It don't matter.
So
it don't matter.
Yeah. Terry, I heard people describe it as desperate. It's like, yeah, they should be desperate.
We got to keep our damn jobs.
Yeah. They haven't made the playoffs in 7 years. I'm fine with them being desperate.
Yeah, we got to keep our damn jobs.
Let's not be patient.
Maybe being patient and conservative was.
Yeah. Desperate's fine.
Yes.
I'm desperate for them to make the playoffs.
Damn right.
So are Falcons fans. Like, let's get in there and see what happens. All right. So let's hear Zach Robinson, the only person, and Kyle Pitts and Michael Penix, I guess, that are allowed to say this, talking about what he expects from Kyle Pitts this year.
You know, I think keep checking the tape. He plays. Kyle's a tight end first. So first and foremost, we use Kyle as a tight end. He played in his hand in the dirt, you know, more than he had the past last year. Want to continue to develop his tight end skills. You know, are there times we split him out 100% because we want to split him out to get him away from the core to do some of those things. So, Kyle, I'm expecting Kyle to take a big jump, you know, year two in the system, year two of understanding what we're trying to do offensively, all those things that come with it. So, expecting a lot of good things from Kyle. He knows what he needs to work on with the details and some of the fundamentals, techniques, the consistency down in and down out. Those are things that we talk about with him and Coach Koger talks about with him all the time is those finer details and that next level that he can take as a player. So I'm pumped for Kyle. Can't wait to get on the field with him and it's gonna be a lot of fun to see his growth.
That audio, by the way, courtesy of the Water Boys podcast. Shout out to those guys, by the way.
They're awesome, dude.
They had me on the show on Friday.
They're so awesome.
I don't know when the thing will get released,
their skits are funny as hell.
Yeah, they're really nice guys.
Really good dudes. Really fun. I think, you know, the growth that a player that you expect as far as in a new system, because he's not a rookie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's year two in this offense. It's year five.
Yeah. So I'm not going to put it like he's still a young player still trying to learn his way. No, football is football. And the more you play it, the better you are at certain things. Now, were they asking him to do something that he couldn't do? I'm assuming now, yes.
Yes.
You know, but before the season started, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
But
and then they stopped asking him
and
to do
they
it.
Stopped, and they stopped asking him to do
they
that.
Asked Charlie Horner
and
to
they
do
asked,
it.
Yeah, and they asked somebody else to do it, which is not what should happen. I'm going to give a damn. I'm going to stand by that. There's no way that Charlie Warner should be playing more than Kyle Pitts. Now, is this something that Kyle Pitts went into the offseason and worked on and all those different things? I'm almost positive that he worked on all these different things. All right. I don't know what it's going to result in as far as that, but I do know how they can get the best out of him. I keep saying, just let him run. Let him run because he's a nightmare matchup. When he's full speed, full tilt, not thinking, one route, one read, can't run with him.
Yep.
It's everything else. And those are the little things that I'm pretty sure Zach's talking about. But I think I'm not going to put myself out there and be like, oh, he's going to do this year. I'm not even going to go there. He should.
Yeah.
He should be better.
Quarterback with a great arm.
Yes, he should be. He should have a better year.
Offense that is has at times last year looked explosive, has the capability of being explosive. It's all there for him. Yeah. Not only that, it's a huge year, contract year. So now or never, be a good time to do it.
I love Coach Pop. I'm no longer coach. I'm El Jefe. Senior Pop.
We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, about an hour from now, we'll open up the phone lines and take your AMA calls at 404-726-0929. Anything from what was a fun weekend in sports. Braves salvaged the series yesterday against the Dodgers. We'll get back into that top of the 1 o'clock hour. Some more NBA playoffs conversation coming up at 1:20 as well.
See my spirit animal.
Who is?
Rick James.
I don't know.
without all the other stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's like certain parts of it that definitely are not stuff, Randy Mack.
But like the functified of the music.
The music is like a good soundtrack to Randy's life.
Yeah, not all that other stuff.
Yeah,
I don't want to be. No,
you're way music. Too responsible of a guy and too like reasonable of a person to do some of the stuff you hear about Rick James.
Yeah, like I don't want to be locked up in no house for a month and then realize that we've been locked in the house for a month.
Right,
like. What day is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what month?
What month
what
is
month
it?
What month is it? No. But the music, yes. I'm all about the funk. I'm all about the funk.
You write that down. For later.
Yeah, I'm all about the funk, man. But I know we were talking because, we're talking about the Braves. We're talking about the guys who are here. And we're looking at, like, Max Fried is just – You remember when Max had a kind of roughy start the first game as a Yankee? People were like,
see,
I was like, okay,
yeah, I think
I'd damn sure rather have.
He's
Max.
Probably about to make 35 of them, so we'll see if the other ones get better.
See,
and they have.
What about my boy Charlie, man? I saw they put Charlie in the bullpen.
Yep,
another rough one too.
Yeah, really.
He's not long for this league, I don't think.
Yeah.
Now the question is, because it's gonna get it got bad enough with Kimbrel. Last year, where they just got rid of him in Baltimore.
Mm. It's only a matter of time.
A matter of time. I just wonder because, Kimbrel found his way back here.
Yeah.
And Eddie Rosario found his way back here.
There is.
And Ian Anderson found his way back here.
100% chance that if Baltimore says, Charlie, go kick rock, Charlie will be a Brave.
He will.
Charlie will be a Brave.
Yeah.
He probably still got his career here.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, he made enough money playing here. He made a ton of money when he was playing here. And actually pitched pretty good.
Like, he wasn't bad.
He was inconsistent, but there was some really good stretches of Charlie Morton.
There's no way that he ain't. Yeah. There's no way that if Charlie becomes Charlie ain't going to be no Brave. No way.
Yeah.
No way possible.
He definitely will.
Yes. No way possible. It's not going to happen.
Wait, you don't. You,
I mean, no
way
that
it won't
be. Yeah, that he won't be.
Yeah, if the Orioles get. Yeah, the Orioles are off to a terrible start.
Yes,
like they're one of like the surprise bad teams in baseball. So yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Bring him home.
Charlie's gonna be.
Everybody else is coming home.
Why not? Hell,
why not?
Well, who's out there? Who's left? Kevin Pillar out there.
Got to be probably.
Yeah, Pillar out there.
I loved having Kevin Pillar as the utility outfield. That guy was awesome.
Tough as hell.
And then my favorite Kevin Pillar thing had nothing to do with the game. It was when you got us in the Truist Club for a game, and I think me and Abe were riding up in the elevator after the game with Kevin Pillar and his family and some other folks that had been down there having fun. And one of the guys, they were kind of making conversation, turned to Pillar and goes, "You go to a lot of games?" And Pillar just like very like calmly was like, "Most of them." Most of them.
I don't know if you shared this.
It was really funny. You didn't know who he was. I don't blame him. How could you? Maybe not everybody did, but it was a good line from Kevin Pillar.
All right,
let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Another regular season has come to an end. These things are just flying by, man. So whenever your kids get to that age, make sure you cherish all of these moments. We finished this season's regular season. That's the 10U Norcross Lady Blue Devils, by the way, with a record of 10-3.
Nice.
We did take an L on Saturday in a game where we had a bottom of the last inning comeback rallying. We got to within one, and then it was thwarted by kind of a base running blunder and then a ground out to first. So we lost Saturday 7-8, 8-7. Still finished the regular season 10-3. Playoffs this week. Shout out to Jason and Katie over at Collins Hill Park. Another great job doing the last Super Saturday of the season. These Super Saturdays were every park in our league. Converges onto the one park.
How many people are there?
A lot. The whole parking
like
lot
estimate.
Is packed. The park is packed. Oh, man.
Thousands?
Throughout the day, there's probably multiples of thousands.
That's
because
crazy.
They start games at like 9 a.m. and then they go till like, 7 p.m. Now, we did have rain on Saturday, but we played through it and they never canceled anything. They were able to keep the fields in great conditions. But our Super Saturday at Pinckneyville was the first Saturday of the season. But, shout out to all the coaches and park coordinators. Most of these people are out there all day not getting paid for any of it.
Yep.
So, great job by Collins Hill for the last Super Saturday of the season. So, we got playoff tournament starts this week. That is at Peachtree Ridge Park on Wednesday. Then, hopefully, we'll be playing again on Friday and through the weekend. What's going to be really cool is going to be All-Stars. We had three teams at Pinckneyville this season, which is the most we've ever had in 10U. So we're actually going to have an all-star team where we got to pluck girls from all three teams, a total of a pool of 36.
Are you coaching it?
I am.
Are you coaching?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to coach all-stars, and that was going to be my next point. So we start in 2 weeks. There's three separate tournaments. Anybody that's interested, I'll give you all the information if you want to come out. I think we have a team good enough this season to actually win some stuff.
Cool.
Like, we may be able to go into one of these tournaments and compete and win. Shout out to my boy Jason Getz, who is one of the other coaches of one of the other Norcross teams, is going to help me coach the all-star teams. Ran into Jason at the ballpark over the weekend out of an elevator that is mostly used for people going down to the tunnel. Jason works across the street for the AJC as a photographer.
Sweet.
And he's a listener. I've known he was a listener for a while now. So he's probably across the street listening, sitting at a cubicle or something, or maybe he's out taking pictures of stuff. Shout out to Getz, man.
Nice.
All-Stars is going to be fun. Speaking of softball, so the SEC softball tournament starts tomorrow. It's going to be starting with Georgia versus Kentucky at like 1 o'clock, I think. Yeah, 1 o'clock, UGA, Kentucky. UGA's hosting. If you can get out there for some great softball this year, by all means, get out there. So University of Texas is going to be the number 2 seed going to the SEC tournament. Over the weekend on senior night versus Kentucky, Mia Scott, who is a regular third baseman for Texas, obviously a senior, plays in a game versus Kentucky. They win 12-3. Mia plays all 9 positions on her senior night.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah. Starts the game at third in the first inning, moves over to shortstop in the second, first base in the third, plays outfield, all 3 outfield positions in the fourth inning. Then in the fifth, she's never pitched before, plays catcher and pitcher in the fifth inning.
So she pitched, and they won the game 12-3. When she pitched, and then went chains?
I think she only just put gear on.
Put gear on her. Yeah.
She only faced like 1 or 2 batters. The coach was all in. Plus, they got out to a big lead early, so he was okay with it.
Huh.
But I love seeing cool stuff.
Yeah, that is cool. That's really cool.
Rub it in.
Did you ever – like, there was always – like, Ken Griffey Jr. always wanted to pitch, and he was always trying to convince Lou Piniella.
You never let him go?
No.
Oh.
He was like, dude, I'm not going to be the manager that allows you to blow your arm out and cost this organization $100 million.
Right.
That's not going to be me that does that. They let Ichiro pitch, though, at the end, because they were letting him do it every week.
Oh, okay. Because you told me about he threw out the classic first pitch and, like, hummed it in.
Yeah. He's got a
trivia question? I think they said he had the fastest one.
I think
we had a trivia question about that.
It would not surprise me if Ichiro took the first pitch very seriously and threw it as hard as he could.
No, in a exhibition, like first pitch before a game, he did do that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought we talked about that. Yeah. Right.
Laser beam strike, as he should. So also happening over the weekend, the Kentucky Derby, as y'all mentioned earlier, our favorite horse owner and NFL horse correspondent, Xavier Leggett, was all over the Kentucky Derby. I got a couple clips here from you. Here's somebody catching up to Xavier Leggett about his Kentucky Derby outfit he was wearing.
Oh, yeah, I got that denim-on-denim Louis V. I got the ostrich boots, the ostrich belt. I threw the L on it for the Leggett, my last name.
I love it.
Denim-on-denim.
I love it.
Louis Vuitton.
I love it.
So how many outfits do you see Louis Vuitton make with denim?
They're doing the Canadian tuxedo now?
They really want a Canadian tuxedo, though.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Like, I mean, it's been a long time since I've worn jean-on-jean. But he was sharp, though. I mean, I mean, if I wore some stuff like that, I would probably do something. Because I got my brother, because we're going out Saturday, so he's like, man, we're going to call up all the boys, we're going to smoke some cigars. And I asked him, I said, what you doing, man? He said, they're going to a Kentucky Derby party.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, cool, so y'all get to dress up and everything like that? He's like, yeah, we're going to do all that. I was like, you know what, dog? What time the thing start? He's like, why? Your ass ain't for the dress up? I was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we putting on a suit and hat when I don't have to? Nah. Good.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird just going to a party. Yeah. I mean, the ladies love it because they like to wear the big funky weird hats.
Yeah. Some of the friends of my brother's fiance that were at the party on Saturday had Kentucky Derby hats and stuff on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I didn't know this was like that kind of
that's
party.
It's always a weird thing. It's like when we talked about we was on the cruise, everybody's dressed in their master's gear. Like,
yeah.
All right. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, I see what we get. Yeah, it's like a denim shirt. Yeah, open with a chain. I went denim on denim when I went to that Billy Strings concert like a month ago.
Really?
You did.
Yeah, denim jacket.
Oh, did you talk about the jacket that you got?
No. Yeah, my jean jacket.
The jean jacket, yeah. Okay.
Levi's jean jacket.
I love the Levi.
It looks great.
I went and got 2 of them just because I saw somebody bought, and I went and got 2 of them. I wore them one time, but I love it. I like the denim jacket.
Yeah.
I like denim. You know what I mean? I'm an old-ass man that likes denim jackets, and damn, y'all, I'm wearing my cargo shorts.
Bro,
I'm wearing, call me Cargo Randy.
Who's got a problem with cargo shorts? I'm wearing cargos right now.
Haters,
you know
kids,
how to, yes. Hating ass kids
I'll
of mine.
I'll use the pockets, too.
Hey, you don't think I dropped my car keys in there?
Bro.
I'm a hating ass kid. Hey, nobody with no cargos. Yo, who had cargos? Yo, daddy.
Right.
The one that bought you them cool jeans that you wear.
You know what else they give us a hard time for now is the low socks.
Hey, I got some on right now.
I'm not hearing that either.
Yeah.
So do I.
I wear low socks,
got
too.
Got low socks.
Much I guess more that... comfortable. If you want to wear high socks and be itchy and hot,
I like my ankles
don't
to breathe.
Kids, don't let my kids wear like all my kids. They all, the summer, all their socks he pulled all the way up to their calves. Uh-uh. Dad like to show his Achilles off.
And them ankles?
Yeah.
Here's one more for Xavier Leggett. He caught up. He went on to Up and Adams talking about his conversations or lack thereof with brand new Carolina Panthers wide receiver Tet McMillan.
To the room? No. Uh-uh.
You haven't? Uh-uh. How does that work with wide receivers and wide receiver rooms?
You see, man, I didn't want to text him yet. I want to talk to him when he come in so I can build that relationship with him once he get in there. But he's a good player, man. I was even watching him play last year, seeing what he was doing. He's making some incredible catches. I think he's going to do good in the
NFL. What sticks out about him when you're watching?
Man, just the way how he can go up and high point that ball.
He
kind of quick, too.
I'm telling you.
Kind of quick, too.
They could be a problem.
Yeah.
Them two, because Leggett is a big physical, like, T.O. catch the ball, knock people out. This guy, he goes up and gets it. So they could be a problem. I saw that when Bryce Young met him.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That's a funny.
Yeah.
It's a funny combo, man. I bet he's got Bryce by what?
Because how old?
Six or seven inches?
Yeah. How old is he, like six?
I think Tet's 6'5".
6'5"?
I think so.
Yeah.
And Bryce is what?
Something else.
5'9"?
Probably.
Something else really cool happening over the weekend. You'll have to Google these and check them out because they actually did this. Lego entering the F1
that's so cool.
Race car.
So cool. So cool.
So Lego put together 10, one for each team, full-size F1 Lego race cars.
Like full-size, the size of the car?
400,000 bricks per car. Cool. They actually put frames on them and an engine, and the drivers drove them a lap around the track.
Wow.
Dude, it was so cool.
400,000 brick Lego actual F1 race cars hit the track this past weekend. I wonder if Mike Bell got to see that. That's what I want to be. That's what I'm interested in.
How long do you think that took?
That thing was cool. It was so cool, though.
Very long time.
It was so cool. It was a really cool thing.
So much time.
It was a really cool thing.
Legos are awesome.
They are. Until you agree. Step on
hot take. Yeah, you don't want to step on them.
Until you step on them.
Yeah.
That'll
put you down.
Yeah. It's gonna buckle.
Right in the middle. Especially
that'll put
when
a gorilla
it's
dark. Down too. Forget human beings.
Huh?
Forget human beings. Put some Legos on when you go fight the gorilla.
Oh, that's how you beat the gorilla. Bring some Legos. Sprinkle them around his feet.
Uh huh. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out who these dumbasses that keep thinking this is. I'm just telling you.
What I'm trying to figure out is how did this sweep the nation like this?
It swept
because we've been having
goofy conversations like this for years. All of a sudden, it's on like Good Morning America.
Yeah,
like
there's guys making computer simulations.
My wife was talking about it. They talked about it on CNN. It's like, what are we doing here? There's important stuff going on right now. Oh, you guys need to be covering it. Okay? We'll leave us the gorillas. Okay? Yeah. We'll talk about silly stuff like that. Dog. You guys talk about the tariffs, okay? Do that.
You can joke. He will kill us.
Yeah, it's a short conversation. You're not going to beat the gorilla. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.